When you hear the phrase luxury tax, what comes to mind? Cognac, cigars, designer handbags maybe? What about tampons? Well, that's how menstrual products were categorized in Germany until recently. No longer a luxury, though, thanks to activists like Nana Josephine Roloff. She helped write the online petition that got German lawmakers to change the tax. I asked Nana if this is a big win for Germany.
Absolutely. This was a very great day. It was a historical day. We are talking about female health and how we want this state to be and how we want our tax system to be. So we opened a door to a greater topic.
So Germany at one point decided that menstrual products were luxury items and looking at fresh cut flowers and live goldfish as everyday essentials taxed at a lower rate of 7%. How did that make you feel?
How did it make me feel? I felt oppressed, something like that. Like somebody's telling me, the state is telling me, your menstruation is not worth it. And what comes with it is you as women are not worth it. And we don't see that your period is any of our business. And that's wrong. Our menstruation gives life, and without it, there wouldn't be any of us. So it is definitely a topic that should be more public, that we should talk more about, and to give it some respect. Yeah.
I'm just curious, why not just remove the tax altogether on tampons? Why is there still a tax at all?
We have a different system over here, so this might sound strange, but in Germany, we actually like to pay taxes, because with these taxes, we finance our welfare state system. We didn't see any chance to cut the tax completely. The state needs these taxes to work like it is, like it does.
And Nana, how did you get involved in this whole movement to eliminate the luxury tax on tampon products?
I was not alone in this. So with my friend Jasmine, when we found out that these supplies are on a higher tax rate than flowers and caviar, even caviar is a lower tax.
Really?
Yes, really. We just found it unfair. And we started this petition online on change.org. And they were very supportive. And so we started to do some research and connect us.
So you basically educated yourself on the tax on menstrual products and got outraged.
Yes, really. I searched the whole internet about who decided that, when did they decided that, why did they decided it.
And what did you learn? I mean, why was this tax started in the first place?
Basically, because the people who decided this weren't on their days, so because they don't get the days, because most of them were men.
Uh-huh.
And so it was, I don't even want to talk about that about them, but when you don't have your period, you can't imagine how it must be for people to suffer, to go through this every month. It's just not in their mind. It wasn't in their mind. So they decided, yeah, that's not a basic essential. You don't need that every day. And that really was an argument, right? Some people just came there. Yeah, you don't need that every day. You just need it 5 days in a month.
So it sounds like your work is not complete yet.
No, we will keep our fight up. So the next thing we want to do is to get menstrual products into public spaces. We want menstrual products to be on the same level as toilet paper. Nobody expects me to bring my toilet paper when I go into a public toilet room.
Nana Josephine Roloff, one of the activists behind the petition to lower Germany's tax on menstrual products, which German lawmakers did this month. Nana, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.